When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
We got a trade. I was wrong. We got a trade.
Wow.
The 49ers traded their pick to the Chiefs. They traded back one spot.
It suggests they might have wanted Rosengarten.
They traded back one spot. They needed more time. But, hey, there we go. Moving back the old one spot trade.
If you're,
that's a six-point difference, which would equate Kansas City's – they don't have a seventh or a six-rounder. They might have got a future pick.
Next year, five, something like that. You know, how dare they trade with the Chiefs, though? You know, I just don't even like it. It feels gross.
Why would you move back one spot?
Okay, I got the terms of what it is.
Go ahead, share it.
Chiefs get number 63 and a sixth, pick 211. And the 49ers get 64 and a fifth at 173.
That's 173. Nice. Oh, so you jumped up 40. Is that 44 spots? I'm smart.
Yeah.
So you jumped up 44 spots to fall back one. So if you had two or three guys there, I want to say Javon Solomon's going to be my dart throw here. I think it's a little early for him, but I want to say Andrew Phillips, but Rob's smarter than me. He said it first.
I am not.
Well, there we go. So the 49ers jump from 211 to 173. And what did Kyle Shanahan say? We have like 140 some odd players graded as draftable. And so it's not that deep draft. So you take one of those picks in the sixth round to jump up. Hey, guess where the Niners are really good at drafting? The fifth round.
Yeah.
Did anybody ask if Ricky Pearsall was a gold helmet guy? Did anybody ask that?
Ooh, I don't think they did. The production.
I wonder if they would answer that. You know what I mean? Wouldn't they feel bad like their draft if their draft pick wasn't a gold helmet guy? And they're like, no, we didn't like him that much, but he's still our draft pick.
Shanahan said one time that the closest we got to a gold helmet guy was Nick Sakil in that one draft. I remember him saying that. Kingsley Suamatia is gone. Somebody just lost their mind. The 49ers need offensive linemen crowd is having a rough experience as we speak. And we just want to say we love you, and it's going to be okay. Rosengardner and Kingsley Suamatia go in the two picks before the Niners draft. That is a they're having a rough one. But now the 49ers are back on the clock. Are they going to trade back again, or are they going to put that pick in?
They must be really comfortable with the players that are going in front of them. You know,
would they
have drafted Rosengarten? I have no idea, you know, but they obviously don't mind.
But that's the thing. If the 49ers, you know, they have their board is not like other people's big board. We are not the same, right? Whenever they're talking about other teams. And so I would not be shocked if this was an off the wall pick again. I hope it's not, but we'll kind of have to see. There's not much time left on the clock because it started ticking a long time ago. But here we are, the 49ers on the clock at pick 64. You always want to pick 32 at 64. It means you won the Super Bowl. We got half of it. We got pick 64. It's not a consolation prize.
You know what, John? Next year you should put out a sarcastic draft book by Kyle Shanahan and just have the players all over the map, you know?
And I'll use, you know, my favorite quote from here. Here we go, Kyle. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I understand. I don't think you understand.
I understand. I don't think you understand. Now, NFL.com is saying the pick is in for the 49ers with the last pick of the second round. So ESPN is also showing the pick is in. So it looks like that is taking place. Here we go, man. This is going to be fun. Now, could this... Every year we talk about how the 49ers struggle in certain rounds. The second round has been that. Rob, do you see pick 64 as a true second rounder? Or is this like, it's kind of a third round pick. That makes it a little bit better or worse.
I don't know, man. What's the difference? Like at this point, like we were talking about with the Daniel Jeremiah stuff. It's like at this point, you're just, it's the later it gets, the more it's about your own convictions and your own beliefs and your own boards. And we're throwing all the other stuff we've seen in mock drafts out of the window. I think the 49ers definitely have something to prove in the second and third round, though. They've got a couple, but it's a pretty bad track record. So we'll see where they go from here on. And hopefully there isn't some type of weird destiny taking effect on all the 49ers second and third round picks. But are we getting it yet? Or no commercial?
I'm at a commercial. In. We're on commercial. They commercialed us after we traded out. Not cool, bro. We got commercials.
Oh, no. As we've been talking about.
We got commercials.
Are there any interior offensive linemen? We know that the tackles are decimated. Is there anybody at guard that you'd be excited to get here?
Yeah, I mean, Christian Haynes, you know, I think he's probably a true guard that could move inside. If you're looking at centers, Hunter Norzad out of Penn State is a perfect fit, that kind of third, fourth round guy, but a Niners to a T. I mean, he is Jake Brindle with upside. Bo Lemire, I'd put him in there. Maybe even Cedric Fanprana out of Georgia. But, like, yeah, there's a lot of guys in this kind of next-tier interior offensive lineman. Now, if we're sticking with tackle, Kieran Amagaji, I'm sure I'm saying his name wrong, he's one of the top-end ceiling players. Medical issues, played at Yale. Did they remove this? Health history has been a common theme in the 49ers draft. And so you got to throw Kieran out if that's the case. Christian Haynes, though, UConn, if you want a true guard, every single guard we have on this roster is on an expiring contract. So if you look at the wide receivers and kind of how they telegraph the future of that, guard is similar. Aaron Banks, Jonathan Feliciano, both expiring contracts. I mean, even their backup, Ben Bartsch, expiring contract. So I don't know. Ant, any other interior offensive linemen stand out to you?
Dominic Puni. He was offensive tackle at Kansas. Moving inside, he's going to play guard and center. Loved his film at the Senior Bowl. He's a clean prospect. They love doing this, taking offensive tackles and moving them inside. He has the versatility to do so. I think that he would be a possibility. I like him more in round three. I think that's kind of his sweet spot. But, I mean, if you felt like you had to get an interior guy here, that's probably who I would go with. I think he's a 49er fit all the way through and through. So he's been my guy for a while, and I'm just going to kind of stick to that as we go through this process.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Man, this is going to be, it's going to be interesting because either the 49ers fans get a bone a little bit and they're like, all right, now we're good. Or they're going to be not pitchforks, but there's going to be some anger. There's going to be some issue if it's not the position. Like, it doesn't even matter. There's certain positions that if they're drafted right here, people are going to be a little upset. Everybody wants O-line. I'm not so sure. I hope it is, but I'm just not so sure. Here we go. We got the rub in the hands himself, the legend. This is awesome, man. Spice, baby. Anthony Adams, the former second-round pick, and he's up there doing his thing. Love this dude. So the 49ers pick, here we go. He's talking for a minute here. They're close. You traded back one pick with the Kansas City Chiefs. You picked up an extra fifth rounder, but in the second round, pick 64 overall, who are the 49ers going to take? Come on, Spice. Let us hear it, big guy. Renardo Green, corner, Florida State. This is a true nickel player, tough as hell. One of my favorite things about watching him is he had some of his best games against Malik Nabers, gave him fits. Not saying he shut him down. That didn't happen. But you're talking about an outside corner with top-end physicality and testing numbers that could play nickel. Let's get to it. We'll start Rob, then we'll go Ant. How do you feel about this player, Renardo Green, the cornerback out of Florida State? I wanted a corner. I'm not upset about it.
I mean, same reason I was, you know, I was kind of penciling him in for Andrew Phillips. The need's obvious. Tre'Davious Ward. A great corner on the last year of his deal. We'll see if they work something out with him. Diomedor Nonor, great corner on the last year of his deal. And then they've got the competition going on the outside opposite that. So any prospect or any player added to that group at this point is, you know, if the value's there, if the pick was was sound, then it's obviously a good investment because they've got a lot of work to do there. And it's the same thing with many positions on the Niners. They're like 1 year away from being a huge need. So value pick, man. Corner, you can't get too much more valuable than a corner.
I like it. Ant, what do you think? Slot or outside guy? 5'11", 186. He has the exact same measurables as Ennis Rakestraw Jr., by the way. I mean, almost identical as far as body and build. What do you think of Renardo Green, the new 49ers cornerback, Ant?
And he's a Florida State guy. So we watched a lot of film of this guy. I was excited about this pick. This is a guy that's got the ability to play the nickel and play it physical. And that's what you have to have. You have to have a guy that's going to come up and stop the run. And he can do that. He flashes. He hits. This guy fits the attitude that the 49ers are looking for. When I heard you say this, this was exciting to me because I liked him. I targeted him as a guy that the 49ers would go for. But I never wanted to be a homer. But now I get to be. This guy's a fantastic pick for the 49ers. And I think he can plug and play. And we've got questions moving forward. Who's going to play nickel in San Francisco? Well, now they just added an element. Does Diablo Lenore stay outside and Renardo Green come in and play, and everyone else is on notice now? Your roster spot could be in jeopardy, but they got a versatile player too. You want to put him up top sometimes, occasionally, in different looks. He can do that. I love this pick. Special teams as well. It's going to be big for the 49ers.
I love it. And Chuck is about to have to take a break for a minute. Hopefully he joins us later. How are you a 49ers fan, Charles Barton, that we drafted a Florida State corner? You're ready to switch over to the good guys?
I'm not. And that's just because I'm such a faithful person. And, you know, what a contradiction. Go faithful, all those things. But, you know, when you pick your team at 10 years old, that's who you stick with. Even if it's got a terrible franchise that hates Santa Claus, you just stay with it.
Chuck, okay. We love you, man. Hope to see you back later. Appreciate you, brother. You're the best.
Peace, boys.
Amen. Now, here's my thing. Let me go through my draft write-up and kind of measurables on him. And I want everybody to put in the chat, love the pick, meh, hate the pick. I want one of those three. Love, meh, or hate it. I want to see where kind of everybody fits. Because the position matches. I love this position. Because you had no other slot corner on your roster besides Diamador Lenore. 5'11", 186. Short arms, 31 and a quarter inch arms. That's bad. Small hands. 4.49 speed. The Achilles heel of the 49ers has been that slot fade since Shanahan showed up. And so getting that speed at that spot is huge. 1.53, 10-yard split. Great. Held his own first Malik Nabers, 16 forced incompletions. That's sixth best in the NCAA. And the Niners covet those corners that make it difficult to catch for the wide receiver. Ball skills are important. He's only got one interception, but he's got 16 pass breakups, which is elite, elite, elite. Kid is tough. Fits kind of the whole idea of the secondary players for the 49ers. Pesky, I wrote that so many times. Pesky, annoying, Velcro. He talks trash nonstop, which I like in corners. I think Nichols is best fit. Very good in man. Just makes life hard on wide receivers. Plays way bigger than 186. I'm excited. 38 career games at Florida State. 2 years as a starter. Fun player. Footwork 9, tackling run support 7. Niners fit on a scale of 1 to 10, he's a 9. Perfect Niners guy, in my opinion. Rob, I like this pick, man. I ain't mad. I think it matches kind of where they were drafting.
Yeah, do you expect him to be immediately be the favorite at nickel, or do you think they're going to let him and Diamador Lenore kind of fight it out? And who, you know, does, if he doesn't win the nickel role, does he immediately slide over to outside? Where do you see him kind of fitting into the competition there?
The depth chart would say you've got 6 outside wide receivers and Demo, who can play both. Now you have 6 outside corners and 1 true inside corner. So I would let Demo play outside. The Niners aren't going to start him in the first team at nickel. That's not going to happen. That's just not the way they do things. And remember, who's the 49ers DC? It's Nick Sorensen, who coached nickels for the past 3 years for the 49ers. I think you stick with kind of your vet, Isaac Yiadom coming in, or Daryl Luter Jr. coming in on the outside and kicking Demo inside. That's what you want to start with. But maybe after the first month of the season, kind of how Demo got his start, where he didn't start week one. And then you switch them in there. But I'm putting him straight at nickel and nothing else. And do you agree?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, he's a nickel and nothing else. This is a solid pick, and you brought up Sorensen, right? You like D'Amico Ryans drafting linebackers because he knows the linebacker position, and you let Nick Sorensen get the nickel corner that he thinks is going to fit what he's doing on defense. But this gives you the best-case scenario of being able to keep D'Amico Lenore on the outside once Renardo Green is up to speed. That finally gets your two best corners on the outside. They haven't done that at all. Last year it was a complete zoo with Ambry Thomas playing on the outside. Sometimes he was great, and sometimes he just wasn't. So I think this is going to help with that. I think Isaac Yedem and Rock Ya-Sin were brought in just in case, but now Yedem probably will be the guy early, and then eventually Renardo Green, just like John said, slips into that spot, and then Lenore goes on the outside, and you feel really comfortable with your nickel cornerback situation being more two deep with D'Amico Lenore, with still a little bit of help with Yedem and Rock Ya-Sin on the outside.
Yeah, there we go. Probably the worst thing, Josh, I'm with you here. Two guys from Florida, that's not great. I don't like that, but that's okay. We'll be okay with that. But I do like this pick. I think it makes a lot of sense. You know, it seems like the people like this pick much more than yesterday's pick for sure. And if it keeps Demo outside, I would love that. But you have the versatility. Don't forget, we started Logan Ryan as our nickel corner in the Super Bowl at age 59. Like, that's where we were. And so you had no depth at this spot. I don't know. I really, really like this pick. It's not where I would have, it wasn't who I would have picked. You know, Andrew Phillips was my guy. That's who Rob said as well, but I had him ranked back to back. Like, they both fit. Pesky, tough, physical, versatility. It's almost the exact same player for the offense that Ricky Pearsall is. Slot, can play outside. Nickel, can play outside. Pesky, tough, change of direction. They're the same mirrored position, offense and defense.
The only thing I'm looking at right now, just perusing through it, and again, at this point in the draft, I'm not sure. It's not like we're in the late rounds yet, but where did you guys have him kind of ranked if you had him on your big board? Because everything I'm seeing shows he was quite a ways down there. But again, like we were talking about with the DJ quote, at this point of the draft, it kind of just becomes what's your flavor and what are you looking for? Because the big board's
I had him 89 overall. And okay. So you get him at 64. I had a third round grade on him. So it's not near as much of a reach as Randy Pearsall, but whenever you get later, like you said, reaches aren't really so much of a thing. The Cardinals right. just took Trey Benson, by the way, running back. So that's going to be fun. So yeah, talk about needing guys to attack big physical runners in the division. That's what it is. Ant, where did you have Renardo?
I was super high on him. I had a second round grade on him. And I think that he's one of those guys that it was one of my funnest players to watch. I also had him and Andrew Phillips back-to-back. I thought that those two guys were really close to prospects. But, I mean, when I'm looking at my big board, too, because it's all 49er slant, I took every quarterback off my board and everything like that. So when some of these guys are a little bit higher, but I think that he's a very solid prospect. And at this spot, a lot of value.
Yeah, I think that's good, too. Like, it's not a bad pick. This is kind of where we are. Yeah, now, what about the trade? Like, my assumption is you don't trade back with Kansas City if you just had one guy. And Andrew Phillips, if you're going to go slot, why not get that extra fifth rounder? I like that. That's kind of savvy. And, you know, I've said this in the past, and I'll say it again. If you trade up for a guy, you love him. If you stay put and draft him, you like him. If you trade back and get him, you kind of settle on him. And so it seems like, you know, with the board, there were a lot of nickel kind of guys that fit this mold. So you trade back one spot, you get a fifth rounder. We'll see. Brandon Coleman, guard TCU, just went to Washington. Man, he was a Niners fit that could play tackle versatility. Another Adam Peters pick to Washington. And we'll update the big board here in a second, but I want to spend our time talking on this. Rob, what else are you finding?
I've got a tweet here from Eric Galco on Twitter that says, FSU football cornerback Ronaldo Green faced three of the top wide receivers in the draft this year in Neighbors, Thomas, and Pearsall. Against those three, per PFF's college football account, 60 coverage snaps, 5 catches allowed, 1 interception, 1 FINC.
We know forcing what that completion.
Okay. And a 28.7 quarterback rating. Apparently had a pretty good time at the Shrine Bowl, too. I'm just looking at these. He's got Shrine Bowl clips on here. I'm just digesting it right now. But he said he was one of the most slept-on cornerbacks of the draft. So that's encouraging.
He's an athlete, too. You look at kind of, you know, he was in track. He ran an 11.3 in the 100, which is decent. It's not great. But a 21-foot long jumper, that's pretty solid. Like, he's got the lower body explosiveness. You saw the same thing with Ricky Pearsall. The broad jump and all that stuff is there. He played some strong safety, too. So he can play in the box because two seasons, in 2020 and 2021, he was a strong safety box guy. Then he got moved outside. Now, here's what Dane Brugler wrote about in, you know, The Athletic. They do great work. His summary. This is his summary. Green is a polarizing prospect among NFL teams because he doesn't have desired size, speed, or ball tracking skills and won't be a fit for every scheme. But his play personality, he's a bully. This dude is a mean talker. Like, him and Charvarius Ward are going to be birds of a feather. ability to quickly find his balance mid-coverage helps him stay connected and will give him a chance to earn a meaningful role in an NFL secondary. I think you put him at nickel. He can play outside. Special teams is a must. But I think this is your starting nickel after the bye week, almost guaranteed. Obviously, injuries play a role. But the physicality tracks, the height, weight, speed, that tracks. That fits the Niners kind of what they want out of this position. And he doesn't have injury history. Another guy, yesterday, Ricky Pearsall, 55 games appeared in his college career. Renardo Green, 52. They're older, but they're available and they're durable. At least they have been in the past. Do you think, what are the themes, Ant, we're seeing with these two picks of the 49ers? Like, what are some parallels we could draw that is a quote-unquote 49ers type?
Yeah, off the bat, no injury concerns is number one. They haven't touched anyone that has that. Number two, guys that they feel are well-experienced, well-versed in how they've played a lot of time on the field. Then you got good football IQ. These guys are smart. They understand what they're doing. And they're both a tough guys. Renardo Green's very physical at the point of attack. Then when you look at the first-round pick, Ricky Pearsall, he's a guy that catches contested catches and takes contact. They're tough. They're physical. They're smart. They're athletic. This is exactly the kind of player you want to get. Now, are they the guys that are going to make everyone raise their eyebrows at how good they are initially? No. But these are the guys you're going to start liking when you see them on the field. When you start seeing them make plays, like D'Amore Lenore video that went viral from rookie minicamp, when he takes somebody and he throws them down, that's the kind of thing, that's the kind of attitude that Renardo Green plays with. And I think that's what 49er fans are eventually going to like about him. But is he a sexy name? No. But he's a name that's going to make things happen. He's very good football player.
Another thing I saw up here, just a clip from NFL Network. It's Louis Riddick saying he thought that Ronaldo Green was the best press corner in the draft.
Oh, and I mean, that's against some top tier athletes that he played against, you know, in the ACC, which they, you know, Florida State kind of ventures over into the SEC quite a bit. We got some super chats. I want to make sure we get to just real quick. Sorry about that. The internet's lagging. That's not good. That is not good.
You're still right over here.
Okay, good. We have so many picks. Thank you, Jordan. They better start moving up. Well, you just moved up from, you know, way back at the sixth to the fifth. That's a pretty big jump. And so this fits with the narrative that John Lynch was saying, look, we've got so many guys that we see as draftable. They jumped up and got that. JP should have moved up to get Arnold in the first. I don't disagree with you there. That was a damn good pick. Nicholas, what's up, man? Kind of like Jimmy Ward from what you're saying. A little bit. You know, the previous regime drafted Jimmy Ward, but we made him captain with, you know, this current front office and coaching staff. He's played safety, but I think nickel corner is going to be a spot, but he sure as heck is tough.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.